And one of these issues was here, and we'll deal with this one, the Gentile issue in Acts chapter 10. Incidentally, the evangelist here in Acts chapter 10 is an evangelist who got a message from God, and he said, no. Do you know of any other prophet or evangelist or messenger that got a message from God and said, no? Someone tell me. Jonah, yes. And he got a ship in the opposite direction. I'm supposed to go there. I'm going this way. Yeah. Now God stopped him. And God stopped Peter. They gave him a revelation. And if you want a Bible contradiction, I'll give you one. If you want a Bible contradiction, here it is. Peter said, no, Lord. Of course, it's not a contradiction in the text. We understand that. There's a conflict here. No, Lord, I've never eaten anything unclean. Here's this sheet, all these animals. Rise up and eat. And Peter said no. Three times. But finally he went. He went to a Gentile, a Roman, and he went to someone who'd invaded his country. The Roman Empire, the Roman army. Good candidate, eh? For gospel witness. And then he brought with his Jewish friends with him from Jerusalem. And here's this wall. You see, there's Jews and Gentiles, Jews and Romans. Centurion home, headquarters for this soldier. Oh, and Peter walking into this situation. Well, he got up and preached in Acts chapter 10. And a miracle happened. Not just because there's tongues of miracles, but a miracle happened. And this was what persuaded Peter. That they were learning as this new truth was developing. The book of Acts is a historical development and progress of the forming of the one new man, all enemies being brought together. Peter started preaching. He started preaching. And it says that Peter came to the place where he said that God sent his Son, raised him from the dead, and those who would believe in him would receive the forgiveness of sins. And wham! The Holy Spirit was poured out on them, and they began with signs and wonders and tongues, and they had no idea that it was going to happen. All the miracle outpourings in the book of Acts, the people did not know it was going to happen. No preparation. Think about that, please. No preparation. No steps and signs to get the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was poured out. And God did it. They didn't engineer it. Peter didn't engineer it. But God did it. And Peter's words were, when he reported back to Jerusalem, how could we withstand God? Because they got the same gift that we got on the day of Pentecost. So God overruled all that enmity. And by the cross and the preaching of the gospel, he was able to bring them together. And what happened after that? Anyone know what happened after that? The lovely meeting. Two good things. Baptism. They're all baptized. And then they all had a fellowship meal together. They were served by the host. Here is Cornelius, the Russian soldier. I don't know if he was dressed up in his Roman uniform, Roman utensils, Roman serving them, all the Jewish people. Amazing thing happened. Amazing thing. Look, I've been in India, serving the Lord in India. Wonderful thing to see. People of different castes meeting together and serving one another. We say, someone said, do you know that brother is a converted Brahmin priest? Brahmin is the top caste in India. They will not have anything to do with the lower caste, and particularly the very lowest caste. We just saw a documentary during the week. A Brahmin priest would not marry an untouchable at the very bottom of the caste ladder. Would not marry them. It's wonderful to be amongst believers that have had the caste system smashed by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, it is wonderful. God doing something in an amazing way, an amazing way. Well, what happened at the early part of the book of Acts? Well, in Acts chapter 6, verse 1, here's the first recorded problem of the Hellenists or the Hellenists. Do you know who those people are? Paul wasn't one of them. They were Jewish people. Jewish people had adopted the Greek language and the Greek culture. Okay? And then the pure Jews, Paul was one of those. He said, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He had not adopted the Greek language or the Greek culture. A Jewish person who had turned into a Greek. Well, they were there in Jerusalem, and there was some trouble. They weren't being served the daily portion of food. So in other words, the people that were spreading it, the Jewish people, are second-rate citizens, you know. That's what it was, second-rate citizens. So they didn't get the daily portion, and they brought it to the apostles. And that's where the office of deacon was appointed to deal with this. See the enmity that's there? Yeah, a little bit of trouble there? Yes. So they dealt with that. And then this is a big one, the Samaritan issue. This is an amazing thing. And this is a strange and unusual thing at the forming of the one new man. Of course, this was an internal thing here. That was the internal thing, the meeting in Jerusalem. But the Samaritan issue, wow, that's quite an issue. Tell me something about the Jews and the Samaritans, please.
They have no
right, the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. John chapter 4. Jesus must go through Samaria. They didn't go through Samaria. Jerusalem and Galilee, straight line. They go that way. They go around Perea, over Jordan, and around up to Galilee. They won't pass through Samaria. Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. And the woman said, why are you a Jew serving me water? Yeah, what's going on? Ah, God had something wonderful to do through that woman. But here we find with the gospel preaching, Philip goes there, and Philip, the Jewish evangelist, goes there, and there's a revival. Praise the Lord, a revival. And they all turn to the Lord. No signs and wonders. No indication that something has happened. And so Philip, the evangelist, gets in touch with the guys down in Jerusalem. Peter and John come. I hear the story. Ah, what's going to happen here now? The Samaritans have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ just the same as we have. And then a decision was made. Now watch this and listen to this. Now a decision was made. Jewish hands, Peter and John, are going to... Oh, incidentally, if you passed a Samaritan in the street, you crossed to the other side of the road. If you touched a Samaritan, you would go home and bathe. They weren't friends. Okay? So here we are. Here's Peter and John come from Jerusalem. Now watch. His Jewish hands. On Samaritan heads. And what happened? The Holy Spirit was poured out on them.